When the Pennybacker Bridge opened in Austin in 1982, it was a milestone. The $11 million structure completed the first traffic loop around the capital city. Its 100-foot-high bowstring arches and lengthy span were a bold stroke of engineering and a work of industrial art. The bridge soars above Lake Austin and provides a breathtaking view of the water and the rugged hill country. Even the approach is dramatic. It's visible for miles along Loop 360 on Austin's western fringe. The graceful Corten steel arches have oxidized over the years to a reddish-brown patina. As drivers draw closer, there is a sense of anticipation that makes crossing the bridge memorable. Viewed from the lake, 70 feet below, the bridge appears to hover overhead. There are no piers set in the water, for that could create boating hazards. Instead, reinforced concrete support columns and concrete beams are embedded in limestone bluffs. The span runs 600 feet across the lake and 1,150 feet from end to end. The bridge is named for Percy V. Pennybacker, Jr., a longtime bridge engineer with TxDOT, the Texas Department of Transportation. It's also called the Lake Austin Bridge and the Loop 360 Bridge. By whichever name, it's become an Austin landmark. In the early planning stages, Transportation Department designers did not anticipate that the bridge would become an icon. Then, the Austin chapter of the American Institute of Architects encouraged TxDOT to design a structure on a par with the world's most picturesque bridges. David McDonald was a member of the design team. He's a TxDOT engineer.
The design team was challenged to create an aesthetic structure, but I don't think anyone truly visualized the far-reaching positive impact on the community and the state. It just all came together magically.